Mishnah, continuing with the same theme as the previous Mishnah, Inosim Kemach Lasecha Charoses, one may not put flour into Charoses, which in this Mishnah refers to some sort of mixture of fruit and spices and vinegar, which they would often also add flour to. This is used as some sort of dip, not to be confused with the Charoses, which we have on Seder night, that will be discussed later on in the final perek of the Masechta. This was just a regular dip, so one is not allowed to add flour to this dip, Olesecha Chardol. One is also not allowed to add flour to mustard if it is also mixed with water, since once again this could lead to the mixture becoming chometz v'im nosan. But if he did put the flour into the mustard and mix with water, because the mustard has such a strong taste and it's very pungent, the time that it takes for it to become chometz is longer. And therefore, if you did add the flour to this mustard and the water, then yoichal miyad, he can eat it immediately. If as soon as he adds the flour to the mustard, he then eats it immediately, so then we can assume that it has not yet become chometz, because the mustard makes it take a longer time. If you eat it immediately, then that's okay. When it comes to the flour mixed with the charoses, however, that becomes chometz very quickly, and therefore it will be forbidden to eat it, rather you should burn it as soon as possible. Rabbi Meir forbids you to eat the mixture of flour and mustard even immediately, because there is still a risk that it has risen already, and therefore just like the mixture of flour and charoses, you should burn it immediately. Now regarding the offering of the Korban Pesach on Erev Pesach, the Torah says explicitly that it needs to be roasted. It can't be boiled, and it can't be uvoshel mevushel b'mayim, it cannot be cooked in water. Now when the Torah says that it could not be cooked in water, it uses a double expression, uvoshel mevushel. So why does it say the word twice? So we learn from here that not only can it be not cooked in water, it can also not be cooked in any other liquid. And so the Mishnah says, if a vashen is a Pesach, one cannot cook the Korban Pesach, lo b'mashkin, lo b'meperes, not in other liquids and not even in fruit juices, even if it just comes from the fruit itself and it's not mixed with anything else. So this prohibition is not just limited to water, avol sochen, but one can rub these liquids, such as oil, for example. One can smear the meat with the oil, as long as he roasts it. He just can't cook it in the oil. But he can smear the meat with oil, and once it's roasted, he could dip the meat into different liquids. The only problem is actually cooking it inside and boiling it inside a liquid. Alright, and returning back to the discussion of chometz, and making sure that flour does not lead to becoming chometz. The water which a baker uses whilst he is making dough, and he dips his hands into water every now and then, so that water will end up having little pieces of dough inside of it. Says the Mishnah, Yeshofchu, it needs to be poured out and gotten rid of, because it becomes chometz. And the Gemara explains that ideally it should be poured out in such a way that it won't just form another puddle on the ground, because then you'll have it all together and it could still become chometz. So you should pour it out in such a way that it will all spread into different places and be absorbed into the ground and not become a mixture of chometz.